Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Pei Zayin, the ninth parak, Hamagarish. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored with Zeichen Nishmas Chaya Hadas Bas Sender. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amabei stated, Chamisha Kasvu Kol Betocha Get. If five men wrote a common text in a single get with the Edim signed below, all the Gittin are valid because the signatures attest to all five divorces, and it's given to each one in turn. But if a separate tofes was written for each one, only the last one in which the signatures appear is valid. Ryokhan explains, Zman echod kulan zehu kol. If one date is written for all five divorces, that's a common text, and they're all valid. Zman l'chol echod ve'echod zehu tofes. But if a date was written for each one, that's a separate tofes. The Gemara later explains that since the sections are all joined with the conjunctive vav, it's one continuum signed by the Edim. Rish Lakish holds that they're considered separate even with a common date. He explains, a common text is where they wrote, Anu poni uponi gerashnu neshosenu ponis uponis. We poni and poni have divorced our wives, ponis and ponis. Ravina asks that such language be divorcing two women with a single get. And the Torah says, V'kasavla, v'lola, v'lochaverta. And he will write for her, but not for her and her friend in one get. The Gemara answers that separate statements of divorce are written afterwards. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shnei Gittin Shksavan Zeh Betzad Zeh. Two Gittin written side by side on one document, with two Hebrew signatures written across underneath them, whereby their names appear under the first get and their father's names under the second. And additionally, two Jewish Greek witnesses are signed, following the Greek practice to sign their father's names first and their own second, whereby their father's names appear under the first get and their own under the second get. The Mishnah rules, Es she'edim harishon nikroim imo kasher. The get with which the first two edim are read is valid and the other is not. Thus, if the two Hebrew witnesses are first, the first is valid because their names appear under that get. And if the Greek witnesses are first, the second get is valid. The Gemara asks, let this first get be validated with Reuven underneath it, and the second get also be validated with the words son of Yaakov, aid, underneath it. It answers that he wrote Reuven ben under the first get, and Yaakov, without witness, under the second get. Alternatively, it's known that the name Yaakov under the second get was not written by Yaakov, but his son. And point number three, the next mission states, Shiyar mixes haget. If one left over part of the get, uksavu bedaf hasheni, and he wrote it in a second column, ha'edim melamata, kasher, and the witness is signed under the second column, it's valid. If they signed at the top of the text, the side or on the back, it's invalid. The Mishnah then discusses signatures on adjoining Gittin and other cases. The Gemara asks about the first case that perhaps it was originally two separate Gittin, with the second get written higher on the paper, and he cut off the witnesses of the first get at its bottom and the date of the second get at its top to remove some undesirable term or stipulation, giving the appearance of a single get. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a get which is spaced below the first column and above the second, proving that nothing else was written there. The analysis continues on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the previous Mishnah Daf Pei Vav Amabei stated, Chamisha Shiksavu Kol Betocha Get. If five men wrote a common text in a single get with the aiding sign below, all the Gittin are valid because the signatures attest to all five divorces and it's given to each one in turn. Hayikosev Tofes Kol Echod Ve'Echod. But if a separate Tofes was written for each one, only the last one in which the signatures appear is valid. Ryokhan explains, Zman echod kulan zehu kol. If one date is written for all five divorces, that's a common text, and they're all valid. Zman l'chol echod ve'echod zehu tofes. But if a date was written for each one, that's a separate tofes. The Gemara later explains that since the sections are all joined with the conjunctive vav, it's one continuum signed by the Edim. Rish Lakish holds that they're considered separate even with a common date. He explains, a common text is where they wrote, Anu poni uponi gerashnu neshosenu ponis uponis. We poni and poni have divorced our wives, ponis and ponis. Ravina asks that such language be divorcing two women with a single get. And the Torah says, V'kasavla, v'lola, v'lochaverta. And he will write for her, but not for her and her friend in one get. The Gemara answers that separate statements of divorce are written afterwards. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shnei Gittin Shksavan Zeh Betzad Zeh. Two Gittin written side by side on one document, with two Hebrew signatures written across underneath them, whereby their names appear under the first get and their father's names under the second. And additionally, two Jewish Greek witnesses are signed, following the Greek practice to sign their father's names first and their own second, whereby their father's names appear under the first get and their own under the second get. The Mishnah rules, Es she'edim harishon nikroim imo kasher. The get with which the first two edim are read is valid and the other is not. Thus, if the two Hebrew witnesses are first, the first is valid because their names appear under that get. And if the Greek witnesses are first, the second get is valid. The Gemara asks, let this first get be validated with Reuven underneath it, and the second get also be validated with the words son of Yaakov, aid, underneath it. It answers that he wrote Reuven ben under the first get, and Yaakov, without witness, under the second get. Alternatively, it's known that the name Yaakov under the second get was not written by Yaakov, but his son. And point number three, the next mission states, Shiyar mixes haget. If one left over part of the get, uksavu bedaf hasheni, and he wrote it in a second column, the eidim melamata, kasher, and the witnesses signed under the second column, it's valid. If they signed at the top of the text, the side or on the back, it's invalid. The Mishnah then discusses signatures on adjoining Gittin and other cases. The Gemara asks about the first case that perhaps it was originally two separate Gittin, with the second get written higher on the paper, and he cut off the witnesses of the first get at its bottom and the date of the second get at its top to remove some undesirable term or stipulation, giving the appearance of a single get. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a get which has space below the first column and above the second, proving that nothing else was written there. The analysis continues on the next daf. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Pei Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Michel from Boker Hatan and by Eli Behar from Ramat Beit Shemesh. They both suggested that Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. A golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The five men who wanted the large green gold Pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two get written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, followed by a single get with part of the get written in a second column. Once again, slow motion. The five men who wanted the large green gold Pez get dispenser, gold Pez dispenser, that must be learned of Pei Zayin. The five men who wanted the large green gold Pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom, which reminds us, the previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amabei stated, Chamisha Shuksavu Klal B'tocha Get, if five men wrote a common text in a single get with witnesses signed below, all the getin are valid because of the signatures attest to all five divorces, and it's given to each one in turn. But if a separate tofes was written for each one, only the last one under which the signatures appear is valid. Rabbi Yochan explains, if one day is written for all five divorces, that is a common text, and they're all valid. But if a day was written for each one, that is a separate tofes. So the five men who want the large green gold Pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two gittin written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, which reminds us more discusses what to do when two gittin written side by side have Hebrew and Greek signatures running under both. So the five men who want the large green gold Pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two get written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, followed by a single get with part of the get written in a second column, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one left over part of the get and he wrote it in a second column, and the eidim signed under the second column, it's valid. The Gemara asks that perhaps it was originally two separate getin with the second get written higher on the paper, and he cut off the witnesses of the first get at its bottom, and the date of the second get at its top, to remove some undesirable term or stipulation giving the appearance of a single get. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a get which has space below the first column and above the second, proving that nothing else was written there. So once again, the five men who want the large green gold Pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two gittin written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, followed by a single get with part of the get written in a second column. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazar. Daf Pei Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The great pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be more than Daf Pei Gimel. The great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the Limited Gets Are Invalid team, which reminds us, a Bryce relates that after Eliezer's passing, 4-9 posed challenges to his validating a limited get. Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein Meshivin Es Ha'ari L'Achra Misa, one cannot refute the Lion after his death, although he himself posed a challenge later. The Gemara explains how all the questions could be refuted except for Rabbi Eliezer ben Azarias, who asked, the Torah calls divorce krisos, a severance, Davar Kors Bein Olavinah, requiring something that completely severs the bond between him and her without limitations. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the Limited Gets Are Invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, which reminds us, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limited get is effective and she is prohibited to the man excluded by the husband, he agrees where he permitted her to everyone except Blony, that if she married another man and the marriage subsequently ended by the husband dying or divorcing, she muteris lezeshin nasser love, that she becomes permitted to this man to whom she was prohibited, because the second marriage completely severs her first marriage. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, when all of a sudden someone shouted out that the second get wasn't a good croesus because the husband said, here is your get on condition you do not drink wine forever. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses permanent conditions versus temporary conditions. It was taught in a braisa. One says, here's your get on condition that you do not drink wine, or on condition you do not go to your father's house. If the condition was made forever, this is not a croesus, a severance, and the get is invalid. If it was made for 30 days, this is a sufficient croesus, and the get is valid. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Siman Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Dalet. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa. If one says, this is your get on condition that you marry Plony, this woman may not marry, but if she married, she need not leave her husband. Rav Nachman explains that she may not marry the man, because perhaps people will say they're giving their wives to each other as gifts. But if she married him, she need not leave him after the fact, because we do not remove her based on a rabbinical decree. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, knows her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa. If one says, this is your get on condition that you go up to the sky, or on condition you descend to the depths, or other such impossibilities, the Tanakhama says the get is invalid, but Yudim and Tema says it's valid, and he explained, any condition which is impossible to eventually fulfill, and he stipulated in the beginning, he's merely pushing her off with words to make her suffer, but does not intend the condition. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, noticed her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky. After she refused to fulfill the condition, to eat swine. Which reminds us, Ravina answers that a condition made against the Torah is only void where it definitely violates the Torah, such as a condition to be exempt from a wife's entitlements, such as sher, ksus, and onah, which take effect in marriage. However, in a case where he divorced on condition she eats swine, he didn't require to eat swine. Let her not eat swine and not be divorced. Therefore, the condition is valid. Daf Pei Hei, so the symbol Daf Pei Hei relates to a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist, that must be more Daf. Hey, hey, peh, mouth. The dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one says you're permitted with this get to all men except for my father and your father, or any other relatives that have a chi of karis, with whom kedushin are ineffective anyway, the get is valid because he hasn't practically excluded anyone from the divorce. So the Gemara asks, chutz mekedushei katan mahu, if he stipulated the divorce to be except for the kedushin of a particular minor, what's the halacha? Do we say the get is valid since the minor is currently incapable of kedushin, or perhaps since he's destined to be eligible for kedushin upon reaching adulthood, excluding him from the divorce invalidates the get? The Gemara proves that he is viewed as eligible for kedushin, so excluding him would invalidate a get. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, which reminds the Gemara asks about a series of six exclusions in a get that do not exclude marriage itself, but laws which are dependent on marriage. It first asks, if he says you're permitted to everyone except regarding promiscuous relations, what's the halacha? Benesuin haloshayer is a vow because he didn't retain his marriage regarding his marrying others, or dilmashayer babia, or perhaps it's invalid because he retained his marriage regarding relations. The Gemara asks five more questions. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, was informed that his get was invalid because it didn't include the critical text of Hariat Muterzuko Adam, you are permitted, to anyone. Which reminds us, the next mission states, the Tanakama holds gufushal get. The critical text of a get is Hariat Muterzuko Adam, you are permitted, to anyone. Review requires a more explicit statement, videndi yehevi lechi minai, and this is for you from me, a sefer tiruchin, a document of sending away, viger shibukin, a letter of abandonment, viget piturin, and a document of release to go marry any man you want. The machlokes is based on the question whether Yadayim She'im Ochichos having Yadayim. Daf Pei Vav. So the standard Simra Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officers. Police officers? That must be more in Daf Pei Vav. The police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses sign on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti, which reminds us, the next mission states, Shlosha Gittin Psulim, there are three invalid Gittin, but if a woman married on their basis, the child from a subsequent marriage is legitimate and not a mamzer. The third Psul is, Yesh Bo Zman Ve'im Bo Ela Edochad. It has a date on it, but only one witness signed on it. This Tana considers these Gittin only rabbinically disqualified, so a subsequent child is legitimate. Rabbi Elazar holds the get is valid, Afu Bishein Elav Eidim, even if there are no witnesses signed on. El Shinaslin will be Fne Eidim Kashir, but if he gave it to her before Eidim, it's valid because he holds Eidim Asirakarti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marriage, and signatures are only needed for proof. So the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received the get with no witnesses signed on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti. We're about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a day to get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, which reminds us Shmuel that a Safra Mufak, an expert scribe's very writing of the get testifies that the husband commanded him to do so, and therefore it's equivalent to a second witness signed on a get. So the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses signed on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti, were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a day to get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, when they were approached by a panicked shaliach who accidentally mixed up two identical gittin, which reminds us the next Mishnah addresses what is done when a shaliach accidentally mixes up two identical gittin. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely would question whether a kedushin where the husband prohibits the wife to all men except one is a good kedushin? That's on Duff. Pay base. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we want to get given on condition that the wife never drinks wine again is invalid? That's on Duff. Pei Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss two gittin written side by side with Hebrew and Greek signatures running under both? That's on Duff. Pei Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss three gittin that are puzzled, but if the woman marries, the child is legitimate in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that Adi Masira Karti? That's on Duff. Pei Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a machlok is whether the critical part of the get is Hariat Muterzuko Adam or it needs to be more explicit? That's on Duff. Pei Hei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn if five men wrote a common text in a single get with Adim signed below, all the gittin are valid? That's on Duff. Pei Zion. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a case of two brothers who are Makadosh the same woman, prohibiting her to all men except the other brother? That's on Duff. Pei Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you want if one left over part of the get and he wrote it in a second column and the Adim signed under the second column, it is valid? That's on Duff. Pei Zion. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you have four challenges to Rabbi Eliezer who held that a limited get is valid? That's on Duff. Pei Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you have six exclusions in a get that deal with laws dependent on marriage, such as you are permitted to everyone except for promiscuous relations? That's on Duff. Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.